Now, where have you found that this trail takes you?
Well, it's extraordinary, Jim. It's been a fascinating study. And what we've discovered is the Bible, the Old Testament, beginning to come alive. It's been posited by scientists for about 20 years that Adam and Eve really existed. They never met, but they really existed.
I can feel the letters coming in now, but carry on.
Eve lived in Central Africa sometime around 190,000 BC, and there were other lineages around. There were other women with different DNA around. And Adam lived around 140,000 BC, so they couldn't have met. But what happened was a kind of genetic bottleneck. Around 70,000 BC, an Indonesian volcano called Mount Toba blew itself to smithereens, and it was almost a species extinction event. And so all other lineages, apart from these two, apart from Adam and Eve, were destroyed.
So everybody traces themselves back originally by some circuitous route.
Absolutely.
To these two people.
That's right, exactly. And what happened with the Britain's DNA project is that 4 or 5 weeks ago we discovered a remarkable individual, a Mr. Ian Kinnaird from Caithness, and he has Eve's DNA. He's only two removes from Eve.
He carries explain that.
He carries a marker called L1B, which is only two mutations different from what Eve's marker must have been.
So it's a kind of a very pure... Yeah. Descent.
I mean, he's Eve's grandson, essentially, Mr. Kinnaird. When I called him to
tell... Was he rather surprised when you told him this?
Yes, when I called him, he said to me, well...
Who's your granny?
I've lived rather an unexceptional life up until now.
Yes, well, quite. Well, what else have you... I mean, there's something about the Queen of Sheba.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, I don't know if you remember exasperated mums saying to their daughters, who do you think you are, the Queen of Sheba?
Yes.
Well, there are nine people in Britain who could say, well, mum...
And so their markers go close to the Queen of Sheba's...
Yes, I mean, Sheba was a real place. I mean, the realm of Sheba existed both sides of the Red Sea, and in the 10th century BC, the Queen of Sheba, whose name was Marcheda, she visited Solomon in Jerusalem, and the Book of Kings tells the gorgeous, wonderful story of, you know, talents of gold and so on. But we've found Sheban DNA, a marker called HV, which we didn't expect to find, and I say we've got nine people who...
So you're isolating these markers, and for example, in the Jewish story, I think you've come up with one that's... I mean, maybe a lot of people know about this one, but...
Well, it's not research that we did. This was started in Canada by Professor Skorecki, and what he's discovered is that men with the name of Cohen... 97%, huge number, share the same marker, and it's a lineage that goes way back into the Old Testament.
So it's very pure.
They call themselves the sons of Aaron, the first high priest. And so, as I say, the Bible, through the Britain's DNA Project and other research, is really beginning to come alive.
So you're collecting the DNA. I mean, just to remind people how this works. I mean, they just give a bit of saliva and so on.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
the tests are now there.
Yeah, people go on our website, sign up to do it. You have to pay for it, but we subsidise it massively. And they essentially spit in a tube. We analyse the saliva, and we come up with this marker, as you said in your intro. And it's the marker that finds its way back into the past. Because it's about deep ancestry. It's not about your Auntie Jeannie. It's about deep ancestry, where we all came from. Everybody in Britain is an immigrant, of course. The only issue is, when did you arrive? And we've found... You know, in addition to the biblical material, we've found some remarkable results. For example, 33% of all men are extremely are closely associated to the founding lineages of Britain. We call them the Pretani, the British. We found people who've got Berber and Tuareg ancestry from the Saharan nomads. Now, where'd that come from?
Are they sitting in Caithness as well?
They might well be.
Well, anyway, remind us what people do if they want to.
Well, you essentially go on the website britainsdna.com, and everything is explained from there. And we've tested 2,000 people, and it's really become a kind of people's history, Jim. It's remarkable. And lots more will come out of the shadows as more people sign up and more people take tests.